News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, it's Friday. And when you hear that song, it's not only sunny in the studio, but it's sunny in, well, okay, it's just sunny in the studio. Because it is cloudy and yucky outside.
Not sunny outside today.
No, but who always brings the sunshine into the studio? Eldon Scott is here. He is our chief kindness officer from Sonny's Barbecue and an expert on all things barbecue. Good morning, Eldon. How you doing?
Good morning, Meg. I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm excited that it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Got a big game coming up tomorrow.
Who are y'all playing?
Yeah, Alabama. I know.
Go Dogs, I'll say it.
Well, here's the thing. I posted on my Facebook. I said, well, prepared for the worst, but hoping for the best.
There you go.
They seem to be our nemesis.
There
so
you
all
go.
You Alabama fans, all the Georgia fans are just kind of, yay, we're in the conference, SEC championship game again against Alabama, again. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, we always keep our fingers crossed.
Hey, you know what you can do, though?
What?
Call Sonny's Barbecue.
Yes.
And get you some smoked wings.
To watch the game. I'm in. Let's do it.
50 wings for $49.99. I'm just saying, that's a great deal.
It's a great deal.
Go to sonnysbbq.com.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get that order in, or sonnyscatering.com.
I say let's do it.
And have all the slow smoked wings that you want for the big game.
And not just for the SEC championship, but all the championship games are this weekend. So calling out to everybody. I think it's a great idea. Get everything catered. You get a couple sides, some macaroni and cheese, some beans, barbecued beans.
Some pulled pork.
Yeah.
Come
on. Now's the time.
Come and get it, as they say.
Okay. Well, where do we go to come and get it? Tell us where your locations are in there. In case someone's here for the weekend or something doesn't know.
We do. We have four locations in the News Radio area here in the Pensacola area. So we have our Pace, Florida location, which is located on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Then we have our Navy Boulevard store, which is about a mile and a half north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. We do have a banquet room there. So if you're looking for booking a holiday party or getting something set up to come out and have a gathering together, so no cost for the room. So you just, you know, schedule the time. If we have the banquet room available,
like a holiday Christmas party for the employees or the staff. It's great.
Yep. And so no cost for the room, just cost of the food. So starting about $12, $13 per person, you're going to get a full buffet, drinks included, paper products, everything is included in that, your gratuity. So everything's going to get you taken care of. And so that's the Navy Boulevard store. Then we have our 9th Avenue store. Also has a banquet room there. So we have about 40 that we can host at that banquet room. And so, you know, that's a great location. Nice, quaint location tucked in back behind the AutoZone there. Almost all the leaves have fallen now.
I think they all fell into my yard, but okay.
Yeah. But so, and then we have our Shelley Road location, which is located on just off of Pine Forest Road, kind of tucked in back behind the Tom Thumb. So
what are the weekend hours, since people might be coming by to pick up some wings or something?
Yeah, so the hours are, I'll just talk about all of our hours. So every day we open at 10:45. So just right after the show, if you're ready to go get some grub, won't have to wait too long. So 10:45, every location opens up. And then our stores close at 9:30 on Sunday through Thursday, and then 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, that's good. So you can stay late to watch the games.
You can watch the games. And we got a special going on, too. So anytime there's a game on, $2 draft beer. So it's a great deal.
Ooh, that's crazy good.
That is a great deal. So definitely check that out. It gets you an order of chicken wings, nice cold beer off the draft. And you have a nice little, you got a bar there at all. Every location has a bar. So you can just sit there and watch a game or two.
Sounds like fun to me. The weekend.
Sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
but you've started now. You've kicked off the new menu. Is that correct for
the
holidays?
We did. So yeah, the winter menu kicked off this past Monday, and excited about that. It's been lots of great feedback. The one of the favorites from last year was the prime rib sandwich. So the prime rib sandwich is back, and so people were so excited about that one, and you know that one is back and it is delicious. So definitely check that one out. We brought back the onion rings and the candied bacon mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. I know, I'm speechless because mm-hmm. I just sound so. Yep. See, every time you get me so hungry at this early in the morning now,
candy,
I'm already
bacon,
thinking about
mac
it.
And cheese,
that
yep.
sounds delicious.
And then I'm sorry I didn't bring you the mm-hmm, desserts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, promises, promises.
The desserts, I know, it's going to have to be next week. So the cinnamon apple bread pudding with the sweet tea glaze. So that is back on the menu as well. Nice and warm. Mm-hmm. You can order them by the half dozen.
Really?
I would say I would recommend that. Maybe
okay.
take a couple home.
Okay,
know, just
yeah.
saying. Pro tip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Always order it a little extra.
Order a little extra. Take it home. You'll enjoy it later on.
Well, that's what I do on Mondays.
Yeah.
This is the Monday special.
Buy one,
special.
Get one free yeah. pulled pork sandwiches. So every location has this great deal. It's Meg's favorite. Every Monday, we have buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. So every location has that drive-through. So just swing on through, pick up that sandwich, and... yeah, enjoy one then. Enjoy both of them then. No judgment. And or you can save one like Meg does.
I save one
for
a little bit
or
later.
The next
yeah.
day. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, and then Meg's second favorite deal is the kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is perfect. It's that time of year. You got family coming in for the holidays. Not sure what to do. The adults need to go do a little shopping. So take the grandkids into Sonny's. Yep. It'll be a treat, something special and fun, and getting a little barbecue.
They
They'll love it.
They love those baby back ribs,
yeah.
the mac and cheese. So
it'll be fun. And it's very, that's, they're free.
Yep,
you can't
they're
beat
free.
That.
So come in, free, one free kids meal per adult entree. So that's a great, great deal. So come on yeah. in, take advantage of that. And
it's all good. I got a text that just came in from one of our listeners. So if you have a question for Eldon, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And he's definitely our expert on Sonny's Barbecue. So here's a question. This is a great question. And it's, it says, when are you starting construction on the Sonny's Barbecue in Gulf Breeze?
Oh.
And there's three big smiley faces after that question.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's going to be the procurement team? Or we have a team that looks at potential locations.
I think that would be perfect.
I don't think they're looking at. They were looking at a location in Crestview
uh-huh.
Here probably about 4 months ago, I would say.
Oh.
About 4 months ago, they were looking at a location in Crestview, and they got real, real close to pulling the trigger on it. And then the final trip that they were going to make the decision, they decided not to.
So. Do we need to have a lobbyist from Gulf Breeze to talk to Mr. Sonny?
I mean... We are selling franchises still, so if you want to open
okay.
your own, I mean, it might be a potential for you to have your own Sonny's location in Gulf Breeze.
I don't think there'd be any objections, quite frankly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that would do very well in Gulf Breeze.
I don't think Gulf Breeze really has a barbecue restaurant.
I was just trying to think myself what they do.
Food trucks, and
yeah.
I think it'd be very apropos.
No,
just saying, it could be a good
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Location number 5 in the News Radio listenership area.
That's right. All right. If you do have a question, feel free to send it in, 850-437-1620. So we have a lot of events that have been happening. We're into the holiday season. What's on your calendar now? I know you're probably the busiest man in show business.
Yeah, tomorrow, they've got the USO Runway 5K. They have,
and they're still having it. They haven't changed yet in terms of weather.
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, keep our fingers crossed
on that. And then Art Gateway tonight, they have the Wreaths of Joy.
Oh, that's right.
They'll have that event going on tonight.
Are you bringing barbecue to that?
No. I have a prize package that we're doing. So we're giving away a prize package. I think they're doing a barbecue for, I think it's 25 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then out at a farm, they got... fishing, boating, all kinds of stuff out at this farm.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's going to make a whole day out of it. So they created a little prize package.
Oh,
I can't
nice.
Remember what the value of it was, but
yeah.
it's a nice little prize package. So that'll be up on the auction tonight. So
if someone does need to reach you about an event or to do some special catering, what's the best way for them to reach you, and kind of how much lead time do you need for things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it really just depends. You know, if it's a big catering or something, obviously more time's the better. But the I would say... You know, for trying to get stuff from the stores, typically about 2-3 days out, we can get mm-hmm. most things done. If it's a larger order, a week is ideal. You know?
Right.
And then if it's really big or something that's important, I would say probably try to get something coordinated at least a month out, if not, you know, 90 days out. That way all the ducks can be in the row. And everything.
And you're talking about, so I was so shocked when he told me how many people, when I think of catering, I think of 20 to 40 people maybe.
Yeah.
And then I find out that you all do catering for 5,000 people.
Yep,
is that right?
Yep. So yeah, that's one of the big ones that we've done. And
that's incredible.
Do it every year. We used to do Sacred Heart when they had their employee picnic up underneath the garage there.
Uh-huh.
So they, back when, way before me, but that was one of the large caterings that they did. So I'd like to say from 10 to 10,000, but,
golly,
you know,
that's incredible. Yeah, no, it's exciting.
But it's not uncommon to do 200-300 people, 1,000 people here and there. You know, it's not super common, but it does happen. And then, you know, those really big ones. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, if you just need to feed 10 people for lunch, we mm-hmm. can take care of you. Just have a nice, easy pickup. We got one this morning, Guardian Ad Litem. I think they're fixing to pick up here in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So the team came in a little bit early, got everything ready.
Oh, good.
And so they're doing their holiday party for 80 people.
Oh, wow.
You know, so
it's a
mix of different things.
Sure.
Just whatever you need. So, you know, it's not uncommon to go from 10 people to, 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
And, lots of different options. Pulled pork, brisket. And we can get you whatever you want as far as that goes. And your meats, your sides, your drinks,
everything. Yeah.
Bread, paper products. So we make it nice and easy. I start out about $10 a person for pickup. So $9.99. And that's going to include one meat and three sides and then your bread and your drinks.
I think that's
products.
A bargain.
It is a really good deal. Obviously, if you're tax exempt like Guardian Ad Litem is, you don't have to pay the tax on that.
Right.
But then, you know, taxes applied to that. The state of Florida still got to get theirs. That's how that works.
Okay, got another question from one of our listeners. Now, the question is, we want to have a barbecue lunch at our business for 35 people in January. If we order ahead, stop at the store, how much do we budget per person? So if they pick up, I guess, or something.
Yeah, so it depends on the meats that you select.
The menu choices.
It depends on the menu choices, but it's going to start at basically $10 a person plus tax.
Gosh, that's reasonable.
It is very reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
And considering it includes like your meat, three sides,
mm-hmm.
and you know, sometimes we'll do two sides and a salad. You know, you can, there's a good selection there. Your bread, your drinks, your cups, your paper products, barbecue sauces.
Yeah, all plates, the things napkins, you don't think of. Yeah.
All the things. So it just makes it really easy. They have it all set up for you when you pick it up, take it into your location, drop it off, or however you want to set it up, and just ready to eat.
That sounds good.
Ready to eat.
So if you have a question, I appreciate the folks that are texting in this morning at 850-437-1620. It tells me that you're using your phone. So if you're using your phone a lot, let me recommend the Sonny's Barbecue app.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell folks about that? Because
absolutely.
That's a special thing.
Absolutely. So go ahead and get that Sonny's app downloaded. That's where you're going to get all your bonus points. All your rewards points, so you can start getting free barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
We got the buy one, get one free every Monday. You got the kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. You don't need the app for that, but why not have the app and go ahead and collect those rewards points?
Because that has the updated menus on it.
It has updated
it
menus,
seasonally.
All the special offers. So it's going to have all your special offers on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, when Sonny's Corporate releases who's got what, and you are going to get notified of all those special deals.
I love it.
So,
all right. So we do have a giveaway this morning, I believe.
We do. Giving away another family feast. It's always a crowd favorite. So we got a family feast to give away.
And what does that
Let's
include?
Say here. So, yeah. So it's going to include four meats, four slow-smoked meats. It's going to come with three sidekicks, your choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
Oh, works for me.
Yep.
I wish I could win.
Maybe. Might be your lucky day.
Okay.
Just text
what do we
under
have
the
to
table,
do?
Meg.
Right. Don't use a pseudonym.
Just text under the table.
Okay.
Let's go with fourth person to text in.
Okay.
Prime rib sandwich.
Okay.
We're going to make it hard today. Prime rib sandwich.
All right. So text in prime rib sandwich with your first name right after so I know who to say is the winner. 850-437-1620. The fourth texter, 850-437-1620 with the words prime rib sandwich and your name. And I'll be monitoring this while you tell us a little bit more about what's happening for the holiday season.
Yeah. So we do have what's called our holiday feast. So if you're looking for an easy button on getting some food set up for a party or your Christmas gathering, whatever it may be, we have a holiday feast. It's $89.99. It's going to come with a ham or a turkey. It's going to come with three sides And then you can add on a dessert, banana pudding, for $10. And it's a great deal. $90, $100 if you add the dessert. If you want us to carve it for you, it's an extra $10. We can carve the turkey for you. I think carving the turkey right before you eat is going to be the best way. So, but if you want us to pre-carve it, we absolutely can do that. It's just $10 charge to do that. And so definitely check that out if you want a nice easy. The cornbread stuffing's so good. Our sweet potato casserole,
oh,
delicious.
So good,
people
y'all.
Love our
so
mashed
good.
Potatoes. And so, you know, it's just...
It's great. Great
it's
for
great.
The holidays.
It's great. Nice,
can't go wrong.
Nice, easy. Easy to clean up. You're just going to be able to fold those pans up and, mm-hmm. and be done with it. And you don't have to worry about any of the cleanup. You don't have to worry about any of the mess. And
so
just enjoy
yourself.
Especially
great for the holiday cooks.
Yep.
Okay, I think we have a winner.
We got a winner.
Yes,
winner,
sir.
Winner, barbecue dinner.
The fourth one in this morning with the correct answer. The question was, or the word of the day was, prime rib sandwich. And congratulations to Kirk Waters. He texted in. 9378 is the four digits of his phone number. So congratulations. Tell
congratulations,
us,
Kirk.
Kirk, what have you won?
Well, I'm not Kirk, but congratulations, Kirk. Kirk, you've won four slow-smoked meats, three sidekicks from Sonny's Barbecue with your choice of bread and a gallon of sweet tea. Appreciate you listening, buddy.
Okay, and thanks to everybody wants barbecue this morning. So thanks to everybody. We had so many texts coming in. We sure do appreciate you listening to the Sonny's Barbecue show on Friday mornings as well as Pep Talk so much. We appreciate you so much. So thanks for listening in. Kirk, I am going to send you an email after the show, and I'll tell you all the instructions on how you can pick up your gift certificate. But congratulations, and again, thanks to everybody that participated.
Yep.
We do this every Friday.
Every Friday, do a little giveaway, have a little fun, give some barbecue away. And so, yeah, appreciate everybody always listening and texting in. I know that's a hot commodity. Front desk Tina, she always says Sonny's barbecue gift certificates always get picked up the fastest. So,
yeah, that's true. Sometimes they don't get picked up, but Sonny's always gets picked up, which is hilarious. I love that.
So,
okay, so Sonny's barbecue, it's the perfect time of year, especially when you have these rainy, cold days and these hot barbecue sandwich, that kind of things. And everything is so good. And the restaurants themselves, the service there is so good. The people are so friendly. And I really do, I've been converted. I went every once in a while before I started working here, but since I've met you and the team, especially over at the 9th Avenue store, I love going in there.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciate
no, it's you. A great
that's
place.
What we're here for, and trying to dangle the barbecue in front of everybody, get them to come eat some slow smoke barbecue. Our pitmasters do a great job, you know, keeping everything stocked up. And the like I said, the wings, if you hadn't had the wings, come in and try them. They're
okay.
Great.
Now, you've been doing this about a year now, is that right?
A little over a year, about a year and a half.
Okay, so what are one of your favorite moments so far? Because you've probably,
goodness.
Telling you, if you were on Eldon's Facebook page, Eldon Scott, if you go there, you are going to see, he is at every event, I think, in town. So tell me, maybe share with us some of your favorite moments so far.
Oh, goodness, I don't even know, Meg. There's so many of them. It's always fun to be out in the community. Too many to count, probably hundreds.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Well, you were at the one that intrigues me is when they jump off the SCI building.
Oh, yeah.
You did that this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I got to Over the Edge is what they called it for Art Gateway.
You couldn't pay me enough to
Me and my daughter got to do that, and
holy
that was a lot
moly.
Of fun. And it was a little scary, not going to lie. It was.
That
it was
building is, I mean, now how tall is that building? Did they tell you?
It's 11 stories.
11 stories
I don't know. You can
something?
See the water. It was really cool.
Yeah, not cool.
It was really cool.
Not cool for
it
me.
It was a lot of fun.
Terrifying.
Experience of a lifetime.
That is taking, you know, promotions and being the brand ambassador to the nth
and wore
degree.
And wore the fancy shirt. They wouldn't let me wear the cowboy hat, but, you know. You know,
but you had the shirt on.
Had the shirt on, had the red shoes.
Yeah, I would think that would have been a highlight for you.
Yeah.
And now you're in the leadership class at the Leadership Pensacola, which is neat.
Yeah, so lots of good things. And obviously, one thing I don't think we talked about is all the other catering. So
the other ways that we cater.
So we like to say we have three ways that we cater. And so we have the pickup catering. So you can come and you can pick up, and basically we'll have it ready for you. Whatever time you need it, and then we can actually also do a delivery. So if you need to have it delivered, we can deliver it to you. We can bring it to your location, set it up for you, set you up a nice buffet line. You know, if you need us to open it all up for you, we can. Or if you need to wait a few minutes till you open it up, you know, if you're not eating right away, we can do that. We can also provide sternos if we have to.
Sometimes people need to eat
for a window of time. We're actually catering for the Christmas party for the Pensacola Airport. And they said different people have different lunch times. They need to, for about, a little over 2 hours. And so we're going to set them up a nice, line, like you would do on a traditional catering.
Buffet kind of line.
Yep. Yeah. And so we can do that as well if you need to. And then we do full setup and serve. So if you have a wedding, which we do a ton of weddings, we'll actually bring a team out. We'll bring all the chafing dishes. We'll bring the tablecloths. Sometimes you have the brides have their own tablecloths. They have their own things. And then, basically we can do everything from setup to cleanup.
Okay.
So whatever you need as far as that goes, and we can take care of it all. So,
now, is there a main number to call, or is it best to go to the store that's nearest to you?
You can go to the store nearest you. You can go to sunnyscatering.com if you want to look at some of the catering options. So that kind of has the breakdown of the different options that you can get there. Prime rib is an option. We're not doing the prime rib dinners like we did last winter.
Uh-huh.
So we're just doing the sandwich, but the prime rib dinners are available. The prime rib dinners are available through catering. So we can do prime rib.
So you can still get it through catering. Oh, good. Okay. That's good news.
Yeah.
And it's excellent.
So, it is so good.
It's really
so
good.
Yeah. And so we have all these different options. Prime rib, we can do pulled pork, we can do brisket, we do carving stations. So we have a lot of different options that we can do on the full service catering side. So
that sounds fantastic. But now is the time to make those reservations, because clearly people are getting ready for their parties.
They are.
And I love that you have the two-room banquet rooms where you can bring folks out and have kind of a private space and have fun with the gang and let your hair down a little bit.
Yep.
And have a little barbecue.
Enjoy a little gathering together and have a good time and eat some slow smoke barbecue. So that's what we're here for. So we like to say slathered in Southern hospitality. And so we're just taking care of all the folks and making sure everybody's having a good time eating some good barbecue.
All right. That sounds good to me. And why not? Because there's a couple of parades. We are still waiting to hear. The weather's a little tricky this weekend. So just so you know, the lighted boat parade in Pensacola Beach has been moved to December 12th. And we're waiting to hear from Gulf Breeze and Milton yet. Yeah, we have a couple people have texted me in this morning. So I just want to acknowledge those listeners. We don't know yet. We'll let you know as soon as we know.
Yeah.
And then the beach parade on Sunday is still a go at 2 o'clock. The weather's supposed to be pretty nice on Sunday.
Gotcha.
So get your barbecue and go to the parade.
There you go. Oh.
See?
I hear the music, man.
There it is. Okay.
That sounds like another wrap on another show at the Always Sunny Show.
And it's always sunny when you're here.
I appreciate it, Meg. I appreciate all y'all listening this week. And we'll be back next week. And hope everybody has a great weekend. Stay warm.
Yes.
Stay dry.
There you go.
We'll see y'all next week.
And
come see us at
Sunny's Barbecue. Thank you so much, Eldon.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk.